what did go wrong for the Chiefs that last game against the Raiders?
Well, I think it was a combination of things. I think for first and foremost, I guess, even though the Chiefs, you know, still scored 32 points in that game, was their offensive line wasn't very good. You know, the Raiders were able to get to Mahomes and flush him from the pocket, rushing only four or five guys, not really having to bring a ton of pressure, playing some coverage in the secondary, zone and some match coverage that didn't confuse the Chiefs by any means, but it just limited what they were able to do in terms of trying to push the ball down the field. And Mahomes bailed on a few empty pockets when he probably could have stayed in there a little bit. That's one thing, I think, offensively. And then defensively for the Chiefs, they hadn't seen the speed of Henry Ruggs come out and play like he did in that game. And they got caught in a bad coverage on one of the plays. And the other play, they just got beat over the top where the corner didn't get to where he was supposed to be in the coverage. So, nobody really up until that point had beat the Chiefs over the top. And ultimately, it was the big plays that really cost them defensively. And then, you know, like as I said, offensively for the Chiefs, it was the fact that they really couldn't move the ball on a consistent basis, and more so just in the second half.
So they're going to play again this week. We know the Raiders are having some COVID issues, and we'll find out maybe how many of their defensive players might be out. They're hoping it's only maybe two. But on the Chiefs side, do we have any idea what's going on with the running backs right now?
I don't really know. There's been some sickness going around that's non-COVID related. I did see here just a little bit ago today that a couple offensive linemen on the COVID list, the starting left tackle and Eric Fisher, he's been activated off of that. Mitchell Schwartz is activated off of it, but he's still dealing with his back injury. We're at that point of the year with injuries on both sides and of course the report that came out earlier this week about the Raiders defense and the COVID list too. It's a crapshoot sitting here on Thursday trying to figure out who potentially could play and who may not, just based on looking at the injury report and looking at the COVID list in this unique 2020. I think we'll have to wait and see, probably even till Saturday, what's going to happen.
So if the Chiefs had a chance in the fourth quarter, they're up 20, they have the ball, 3 minutes left, do they try to run it up?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they will. Now, if there's 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter and the Chiefs are up 20, it better be Chad Henne at quarterback doing it. I'll tell you that right now for everybody in Kansas City. I do know this. I know Andy Reid has a lot of respect for John Gruden, and John Gruden has a lot of respect for Andy Reid, right, based on their history together, but dating back to Green Bay. Andy likes to pull off the gas pedal from time to time. Are they going to ultimately try to throw the ball in the field to run it up? I don't think so, but if they get an opportunity to score, he's certainly not going to kneel on the football, I'll tell you that.
What could get in the way of the Chiefs accomplishing their goals and repeating this year?
At this point, I think it's injuries. The NFC, specifically the NFC West, looks pretty good right now. But in terms of the AFC, I don't really know if there's anybody that stands in front of them that they cannot beat. And that's a feeling that's nice to have if you're this organization here in Kansas City and a player. And even as a former player looking at this and covering the team, it's nice to be in that driver's seat. I think it's going to come down to injuries. It's going to come down to, can guys continue to be smart off the football field, limiting their exposure with people outside of them based on all the COVID issues that have happened this year, and staying healthy. And then I think the other piece of that is just keep the momentum rolling for them. It's one of the things that their schedule, after this week and against Tampa, kind of softens up a little bit. They do have New Orleans down the stretch, but they've got some definite winnable games in there. And, you know, depending on what happens playoff-wise, right, with the potential to adjust the playoff field based on, you know, COVID issues, whatever the NFL has to do with that, right now it still sits that there's only one bye. And they've got an opportunity to go get that, and I think that's certainly in their sights.